Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. You can order the new Hyper Juice, the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger, at 40% off for a limited time through the link in the show notes below. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note that offers a timeline on Apple's switch to mini-LED technology. According to the analyst, mini-LED will come first to the iPad and MacBook lines starting next year. Kuo predicts that Apple will bring mini-LED to between 4 and 6 products over time, but that the switchover will start with the 12.9-inch iPad Pro in Q3 2020. Kuo explains that this iPad Pro will feature a mini-LED display, as well as a more powerful A14X processor. After that, Kuo predicts that Apple will release an updated version of the 16-inch MacBook Pro in Q4 2020 that also uses mini-LED technology. Apple's adoption of this technology is expected to accelerate the mini-LED industry development. Kuo has said that Apple is interested in adopting mini-LED screen panels as they offer a rich, wide color gamut, high contrast ratios, high dynamic range, and localized dimming. Mini-LED is also believed to result in thinner panels that are more power efficient, and they do not suffer from burn-in like OLED does. Essentially, mini-LED can offer many of the same benefits of OLED, but in a size that's designed best for the iPad and Mac lineups. Kuo's investor note today indicates that Apple has seemingly expedited its adoption of mini-LED across both the iPad and MacBook line, and we now appear to be less than a year away from what would be the first mini-LED iPad. In other news, another popular home security camera now supports Apple's HomeKit Secure Video platform. Over the weekend, Netatmo started rolling out HomeKit Secure Video support to its uniquely designed smart indoor camera. The update appears to be rolling out to everyone, not just Netatmo beta testers. This means that in the Netatmo security app for iOS, you should now see an update for the smart indoor camera, which was previously known as and still often referred to as the Netatmo Welcome. Once you install this update, you now have the ability to enable HomeKit Secure Video in the Home app on iOS, iPad, and Mac. HomeKit Secure Video support means that you can securely record and store footage in the Home app on iOS with iCloud. Recorded video is available to view for 10 days through the Home app. And while the HomeKit Secure Video platform requires a 200GB or 2TB iCloud storage plan, the recorded video doesn't count towards your data limit. You can also receive alerts for things like motion, with Apple touting that it tracks motion with privacy in mind using home hubs like Apple TV and HomePod. Netatmo is the second manufacturer to begin the rollout of HomeKit Secure Video. Last month, Logitech released an update for the wired Circle 2 camera that added HomeKit Secure Video. We still expect more companies to adopt HomeKit Secure Video as time progresses. Apple also recently detailed all of the cameras and routers that will soon be compatible with the latest HomeKit features, including HomeKit Secure Video and HomeKit-enabled routers. You can find all of those details at the link in the show notes below. Last but not least today, if you are in London, you can now travel using Apple Pay on the Underground network, without having to use Touch ID or Face ID authentication. Instead, you can simply tap your iPhone or Apple Watch and move through the line. Express Transit has been a feature since iOS 12.3, but it requires partnerships with different networks in order to work. For Express Transit, you simply set a default card that you want to use with various transit networks, and you can then use Apple Pay to travel on those transit systems without having to authenticate with Touch ID or Face ID. You can also enable Express Transit mode on Apple Watch. In this case, it removes the need to double-click the side button to wake Apple Pay. You simply hold your watch near the terminal and then you're done. Apple says Express Transit Mode is available on all Transport for London services, including the underground, buses, and trams. Customers just need to look out for the yellow contactless card reader. With this expansion, Apple Pay Express Transit is now available in London, New York, Portland, Japan, Beijing, and Shanghai. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our latest holiday gift guide focused on how to get started with smart home technology. We've also got all of the details on the best Apple Cyber Monday deals from the folks over at 9to5Toys. Find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.